إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I remind you, myself and you that logic is to trust somebody in keeping with two things. One is their own power and resources, and two, our relationship with that person. The two bases on which we trust. One is the capability of the one that we are trusting. What does that person have? And two is our relationship with that person. For example, if I want to do a business plan for my new business which I want to launch, then the person I need is somebody who is an expert in finance, who can do a good business plan for me. So I might know a person, Mr. So-and-so, who is the finance expert and who knows, who has the knowledge to make a brilliant business plan. But then the second part of this equation kicks in, which is that person, I have no access to him. I have no relationship with him, I have no access to him, or maybe I know where the person is, but that person doesn't like me, I don't like him, I don't have a relationship with that person. So even though this person, I know who he is and he has the capability to help me, that person is no use to me and I can't trust him because I don't have a relationship with that person. Second issue is I have a relationship with a person, my dearest and greatest friend, who I have access to always, any time of the day or night, but the person does not know finance. So the resources are not there, even though I have a relationship. Now, question is, I am asking this question to myself and you because in the question of tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exactly the same logic works. So we need to ask ourselves, what is my level of tawakkul on Allah? Because tawakkul on Allah, again the same logic works, which is resources that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. Now my point is very simple. No Muslim will say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lacks in any resource. Obviously Allah does not lack in any resources. The question is not whether Allah lacks in those resources or not. The question is, do we have the faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we have the relationship with Allah, where those resources of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are at our disposal, that those resources will be used for our benefit. And that's where the problem comes. So the question is that tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also based on the same two things: my knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who he is, what he is, and so on. And the second one is my relationship with Allah. And this is where we have trouble. So I remind myself and you, here is the month of Ramadan, the month of the Quran, the month to build a relationship with Allah. Let us make full use of this month. And let us ensure that we build a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is such that the relationship does not break, that relationship is continuously strengthened, and that relationship stays with us always as long as we are alive and then thereafter. Inshallah, bismillahi ta'ala, we will work on this theme going forward. But for today, the message that I want to leave behind for myself and you is, ask yourself this question and say, what is my relationship with Allah? Because the power and the resources and the wealth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond doubt. So one part of the equation, there is no doubt. But the second part of the equation, Allah has all of this, but will He help me? Will He help me? And that is the question that we have to ask ourselves. Will Allah help me? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to help those who do His work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to help those who do His work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, help me and I will help you. Allah said, make my dhikr and I will do your dhikr. mention me and I mention you. So therefore, let's ask ourselves this question and say, what are we doing to improve this relationship with Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, where we can benefit from this? The lives of the Sahaba of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are the finest examples of this relationship, where they had such a beautiful relationship with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, a relationship that to the outside world, it seemed to be illogical, it seemed to be insane, it seemed to be a crazy relationship. How can anyone trust Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala or anybody to such an extent that there is this complete and total reliance without the semblance of doubt? How is it possible? That question cannot be answered. That question can only be experienced. And that is what I invite you and I remind myself. Let us use this month of Ramadan to build our relationship with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, where we can answer this question for ourselves. Because in the end, this question is only for ourselves and ourselves alone. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.